from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to
Who got the stronger truck?
We're going to talk about Georgia. Get it together here.
It's truck tug of war.
Okay. All right. Georgia taking out Clemson 34-3 on Saturday. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, but Nate Frazier, you got your freshman running back going out there, putting in work, finishing with 83 yards, 11 carries, and a touchdown, really stepping up big for this team because they were without
ETN.
So you had Nate Frazier stepping it up. And Kirby Smart, you know, maybe your coach, and as a coach and player, you guys have some different takes on how you want to do things and how you want to perform in a game. Well, Kirby talked about how he saw some things in practice from Frazier that he didn't necessarily like, and he shared his thoughts about it and what resulted in the game.
I get on him all the time because he's out of control. He is just foot fire moving, going at the speed of light, doesn't know he might run into a brick wall, cutting back. And he cut back a couple times in practice, and I told him, I said, when you get in a real game, you cut back like that, they're going to light you up. You know, I might actually said some things I can't say in here. But he cut back and went all the way across the field for about 50, and I told him, it's okay now. So he could do that.
That was Kirby doing his own man-up segment.
Yeah, that's a good pull. I've been very hard on – I'm going to talk about Kirby for a quick second before we get to how amazing Frazier was, who was, by a lot of people, from what I heard, the star of the start of their fall camp. But, you know, Kirby came in into a program that was ready to win, to me. And he got them to the national title game after the year one in second year. And then they kind of struggled a little bit to kind of figure out what they were going to do and how they were going to win it. You can't say enough good things about how he's running that program. He is in complete control of every phase, which is what he wants to be. And you can tell that he's having fun, and those players are having fun with Kirby and how he coaches and treats them. And I think you can't say enough about that. But Trevor Etienne?
Yeah.
You might want to keep your stuff together from now on, because if you don't, you could find yourself playing second fiddle, because this team is as talented at running back as they are everywhere else, and Nate Frazier showed that.
I think it was really interesting watching that, too, because Nate Frazier, and I think Greg McElroy actually did a good job on the broadcast of mentioning this. He talked about how this is like DeAndre Swift 2.0. I mean, he runs like DeAndre Swift, and he rides the wave kind of like DeAndre Swift, and what I mean is that he does a good job of like kind of hiding behind blockers, letting his blocker clear guys out in the second level and the third level and into the secondary, and just kind of weaves back and forth, just kind of rides the wave, you know, kind of like he's surfing behind those big linemen. I thought he did that numerous times. And you look at the running back spot, like you said, I mean, some of these guys that were getting carries, and I'll use Robinson as an example. Robinson, 7 attempts for 12 yards, wasn't all the same situation, but Nate Frazier, 11 carries for 83, like Tiff said a minute ago. It's insane, and that's what you expect behind this offensive line. Now, you would think Etienne plugging back in, maybe a more well-rounded back at this point in terms of picking up blitzes and everything else, but like you said, I don't think you want to miss another game. And Kirby Smart was kind of asked about Etienne afterwards, and he was like, it's not a guarantee that this guy's back week two. I mean, he's kind of got to do some things and make sure he's pointing it in the right direction. So, man, just impressive overall for that run game and the passing game. A lot of playmakers around for Georgia.
He turned around and started this game exactly like he did against FSU. In last year, it was Jaden Daniels. They go right down the field against Florida State, and they get stopped inside the red zone and on a fourth and goal. And he does it again this year. I know it's just 3 points, but at the end of this game, That was a moment where 3 points could have been everything. And you just got to stop doing this because you got to look at yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree with you from a football perspective for sure. But let me ask you this. Did y'all believe him when he punched the table? Like, did you believe that was his actual
– again.
I think
– was that a natural reaction to where he was mentally? I don't see it.
But do you plot that?
Coaches do for sure. They're like, man, what am I going to sound like when I have to go in and answer all these questions? You know what? I'm going to get animated. I'm going to punch the table.
Well, that's where your PR –
get out of here, dude.
There are some guys that are naturally, like, just fired up and stuff after a game. So I don't
– I believe he is.
You know, what are your thoughts?
I think
it was
Brian Kelly-ish. This is my opinion only, but Brian Kelly, from what I've seen from him, is incredibly fake at times. He talked with his southern fake accent, you know, so that's why I think the contrived thing can be done. But I guarantee you, and you've been in these situations, but I've been in these behind-the-scenes situations enough throughout my years doing, you know, covering games where there is a PR guy or an SID, and they've got a note card, and they're telling you what they've seen. Hey, you know what? The fans are not happy, and I guarantee the SID was like, man, this, you know, Brian probably asked the Pulse.
But not in that moment after the game, that's not happening.
Yeah, but
that stuff happens during the week. Like,
he's already met with that guy. Before he goes to that press conference, he's already met with that guy, and Brian Kelly's like, well, I got to act pissed off.
I'm going to tell you, as a player, even in college, I used to have those meetings right before I would walk in and talk to a reporter.
And I'm not saying the note Bo mentioned about fans being angry. You're not necessarily doing that in that moment
I think you are.
But I think you're prepping them for what questions they might be asked based on maybe, okay, hey, this was on Twitter. People are commenting on how you were behaving on the sideline. Get ready for a question about that. I think it's very much more in the moment.
I just found him so, like, unbelievable. Like, I just I'm not saying it's all an act, but it was very much, I got to go in here and pound the table at some point, literally, and get animated and make sure people understand that I know this is not okay. And that's what it felt like.
Again.
Because it's not okay. And look, man, LSU fans, they're not going to be good with it. You lose, you know, to an opening game to a USC, especially in a place like Las Vegas, when you had, you know, videos coming out of these guys taking over, you know, casinos and playing every instrument, drinking the bar out of whatever liquor they had. The whole thing's a party until you lose with 8 seconds to go and they score a touchdown. And then Brian Kelly's like, I got to get red-faced. I got to get mad. I got to send a message. It just seemed dry to me, dude. Yeah. It just seemed fake and contrived. I don't need that.
If you're a player,
dude,
and you see that from your coach after a game, what are you thinking?
I don't think I would believe him, to be honest with you. Like, we've already had these conversations. Were you pounding a locker when you're in the locker room? Maybe. I don't believe 15 minutes later when you go to the podium that it's worth pounding the lectern up there and getting all angry again. And I'm sure that was the message. I'm sure everything he said was the exact message he gave the team. But when I look at it from a player's point of view, I would look at it and go, yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know, to be honest with you, in this day and age, when we've talked about this, I don't know how well players, especially defensively, line up with him. When their guy's in the transfer portal, he hasn't done well. I would say that a lot of it might come back to the fact that when you meet with Brian Kelly, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that builds relationships like you need this day and age in college football. Just doesn't, man.
Yeah, I think that you could be right about one side of the ball. I think offensively, if I'm an offensive player, like a wide receiver, running back, even definitely a quarterback, Brian Kelly's the kind of guy I want to play for because he's able to showcase your traits. Defensively, doesn't seem like he's doing very well in the portal.
Braves and Phillies in extra innings with so much at stake. We'll recap that matchup. And we're going in the huddle when we come back here on the morning shift on a week one as we get set for the NFL on Sunday. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 99, The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.